Vermont is trying to build the first single-payer healthcare system in the country. Governor Peter Shumlin says the Supreme Court decision means the state will be able to use $400 million a year in federal subsidies to help pay for low- and middle-income insurance programs.
The immediate impact is federal dollars that we need to build a single-payer system. The secondary impact is that I believe our biggest obstacle in Vermont is that the federal bill precludes us from implementing a single-payer system until 2017. I want to get this done sooner. I believe that this will get other more conservative governors begging Congress for allowing states to be laboratory for change, which President Obama supports. And I think that will help us here in Vermont to get the flexibility we might need from Congress.
Green Mountain Care Board Chair Anya Rader Wallach says the ruling is good news and gives the state a green light and more certainty on what federal resources are available as they move forward with health care reforms.
There were some provisions of the federal law that, if they were struck down, that would have hindered us. The implications for the state are pretty important in terms of knowing that Vermonters will be able to get federal tax credits and knowing that the state will have the resources associated with creating and implementing a health benefit exchange, which in the case of Vermont, we're looking at as an investment in the infrastructure that we'll use for our single-payer system ultimately.
Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility Public Policy Manager Dan Barlow says the ruling connects efforts to create a single-payer system in Vermont.
We are big supporters of decoupling insurance from employment. Now, that's a system we had that dates back to the Second World War, but right now it's actually dragging down businesses. And it's really frustrating for workers when their health insurance does not travel with them. And I hear from members all the time that they're getting their new premium numbers in. It's, you know, double digits increase. And this is like the only thing in their business structure that they have very little control over. So we see single payer as a way of decoupling insurance from employment and building a sustainable system that works for everyone.
Vermonters for Healthcare Freedom is against a single payer system in Vermont. Executive Director Jeffrey Wenberg says he has mixed feelings about the Supreme Court decision on the Federal Affordable Care Act.
There are aspects of the Affordable Care Act that we support. And so, you know, we have mixed feelings about this result. For example, if the law had been struck down, the prohibition of getting waivers from the exchanges that is in the Affordable Care Act would have also been struck down with it. What that means is that Vermont would be able to go to single-payer health care even sooner than 2017. Now, with the law being upheld, the earliest the state can move in that direction is 2017. So from a standpoint of those of us who think single-payer is the wrong answer to our problems, this was a good decision in terms of timing, at the very least.
Vermont Congressman Peter Welch released a statement noting that with the Supreme Court decision now issued, both Republicans and Democrats should set aside their differences and make the law, quote, work for the American people, unquote. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.